left in my pony. I left my black man.
This music is part of the legacy of Paramount Records. The label was an offshoot of the Wisconsin Chair Company, created in 1917 to help sell the phonographs the furniture company built. As one music expert put it, it was like Apple creating iTunes in order to sell iPods. Paramount was incredibly influential in its 15-year run, and now its classic recordings are available in a pair of limited edition box sets called The Rise and Fall of Paramount Records. Meredith Oakes has been delving into that history.
In the late 1920s, Paramount Records was struggling. As the Great Depression set in, their cash flow dried up. New technology began to make their scratchy-sounding, cheaply-made records less desirable. And the public's taste in music was evolving. Paramount scrambled to keep up, their talent scouts searching the American South and West for the next big thing. But even as it was slowly failing, the label discovered some of the most influential figures in American music, like Delta bluesman Charlie Patton. A top seller for Paramount, Patton was famous for flashy moves like playing guitar behind his head.
Time to tell you when I get out, yeah. I don't want to marry, just want to be your man.
Paramount folded in 1933, shutting down so abruptly that employees were offered master recordings in lieu of payment, or so the story goes. The workers supposedly responded by tossing these priceless artifacts into the Milwaukee River. But every now and then, a lost treasure resurfaces. Like this 1931 Blind Blake recording, found just 8 years ago at a mobile home park in North Carolina. After Paramount shut down, some of its artists quit music for decades. Virginia banjo virtuoso Doc Boggs was one of them.
I'm sure my fault, or your lover will drive me to my lonesome grave.
With alternate tunings and finger-picked melodies, his style was innovative and haunting. But he had to earn a living, so he went back to what he knew, working as a coal miner for many years before he was rediscovered during the 1960s folk revival.
From your heartstring, we'll see a garter's builder dog house on your grave.
This second volume of the Paramount Records story is a painstakingly assembled scholarly project that never loses its magic in the details. The sheer number of songs is remarkable. 800 of them, by 175 artists. Ghostly voices that tell the stories of sharecroppers, women who hadn't yet won the right to vote when the label was founded, and even bootleggers. This collection effectively shows how these artists laid the groundwork for so much contemporary roots in rock music. And the history of Paramount itself is just as fascinating. A tale of race, region, economics, and our evolving culture in the early 20th century.
I can't say yeah, no, no.
Meredith Oakes is a talk show host and DJ at Sirius XM Radio. She reviewed the double box set, The Rise and Fall of Paramount Records.
Walking down the street.